Welcome to The Credit Connection with High Tech Lending's David Brown, helping you get your finances in order and get you the credit you deserve. The Credit Connection, here on KSMA, 1240 AM, 99.5 FM, and 1240KSMA.com. Now, from High Tech Lending, David Brown.
Welcome to our show, The Credit Connection. I'm your host, David Brown, with High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse Mortgage. At The Credit Connection, we want to connect you to the credit you want and deserve for your home, business, and personal use. Here we discuss all things creditworthy, such as lenders, FICO scores, interest rates, credit cards, factoring, and more. We really enjoy your feedback and questions that relate to credit. I encourage you to ask the questions through our website at reloans.com. Hit the Contact Us tab and leave us your question or comment. You can also call us at 805-686-2321. Today's program, we're going to answer some questions submitted to us from last week's show and introduce a guest who's the guru of credit report repair, Dan Burrell. We love hearing from you and the questions you send to our website and phone, reloans.com and 805-686-2321. Let's get started. We have some great questions and comments from previous shows. Janice went to reloans.com and left the following question. What's the difference between interest rate and annual percentage rate? Very common question, Janet. Let's say you borrow $10,000 at an interest rate of 10% for 10 years, and you have a cost of $500. Your monthly payment would be $132.15 every month. However, you only netted $9,500 in cash because the lender took their $500 off the top. Well, if you have payments of $132.15, but only got $9,500, the APR, or the annual percentage rate, is 11.239 for that loan. This is what I call the Ralph Nader rate, after all the cost and fees, allowing you to compare apples to apples. Hope that defines the difference, Janet. Good question. Keisha called with the following question. David, I'm getting quotes for a new mortgage. Can you please explain to me the difference between discount points and origination fees? Yes, Keisha. Discount points is the money paid for a different rate. For example, let's say your rate is 4.75% with 0 points. You can buy the rate down to by an eighth of a percent to 4.625 if you pay another 0.625 in points. The inverse is also true. So you could choose a higher rate of 4.875 and get a credit back of 0.625%. So discount points, either paid or credited, will affect your final rate with an inverse relationship. Origination fees in the mortgage loan includes fees paid and collected by the lender or broker. These fees include origination, underwriting and administration fees and processing fees, and any other fee attached that is paid to the lender or broker. Those are origination fees. So I hope that describes the difference between origination and discount points. Nicholas called in and asked me to explain what is the rate lock and how do I benefit. Nicholas, great question. First, rates are set on Wall Street by buyers and sellers of mortgage-backed securities such as Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Accordingly, they change from day to day and often minute by minute. The rate lock passes this rate volatility and possibly moving up to the lender for the term of the lock, typically between 25 and 45 days. You can lock for longer periods, but there's typically a lender charge to extend the rate more than 45 days. If you are not locked or floating, as used in the industry, the risk of changing rates still belongs to you in that volatility. If they fall and go down, you win. If they go up, you lose. Just that simple. I tell my clients that once your target is in the crosshairs, pull the trigger at a lock rate that you like and can live with. Talk with your lender about the trend or direction of rates they anticipate during the next 30 to 40 days and get their anticipation of the markets. Good question, Nicholas. Glad you asked. If you have any questions or scenarios that you want us to respond to, just go to reloans.com and click the contact tab or call us at 805-686-2321. All right, now on with the show. Show me the money or the credit, as the case may be, for this particular broadcast. Let's go to the heart of today's program and introduce our guest, Dan Burrell of LRS. I've known Dan for over a decade now, and he has assisted many of my clients who have had credit challenges. With few exceptions, everyone received higher credit scores after using his services. Dan, the owner of LRS, is a guru and expert when it comes to the credit repair, whether it be for late payments, judgments, liens, foreclosures, short sales, collections, and more. Dan's been a great source and resource, and he also offers some unique benefits as it relates to bank lines of credit. Welcome, Dan.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
I'm great. Tell us about your background and how you got into this niche.
I did my own credit at first, and I had 64 negative items. I was able to get them all deleted in 30 days. So I told myself, if I can do mine, I can do other people's also.
Well, that's good.
That's how it started.
So you were the first guinea pig.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Is this a legal thing to change credit report items?
It is very legal. Everybody has the right to challenge any information on their credit report.
Okay. Is this something that I could do myself?
You can. It's almost like a car. If a car is broke, you can fix it yourself if you know how to do it and you have the time. If you don't, then obviously you hire a mechanic. And so you can call me the credit mechanic.
Okay. Well, and what wrenches do you bring to the scope and everything else? Look out for this guy. No, he's good. How many clients do you help each month with credit counseling?
Well, depending on the season, it varies. A lot of people want to buy houses. During the summertime, they usually want to buy cars. Some people, they just want to get loans. The main thing is just to raise up the score so they're able to be able to use their credit to purchase items.
So even for renting an apartment, that guy needs a credit score that looks good.
Very, exactly.
So, and you help with that as well and get that through?
Yes, there's two sides to that. One is the credit score for apartments. The other one is if they ever had an eviction.
Mm-hmm.
There's another report called the UD report that sometimes shows on the consumer report. Sometimes it doesn't. If it doesn't, then it's on the UD report.
Okay. Hey, thank you, Dan. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation pertaining to credit reports and how to repair them.
Mom, are you okay?
Honey, I'm fine. Just a broken glass.
Really? Are you okay?
I haven't been sleeping well since Dad, you know. I wake up at night worried if I can make ends meet.
Mom, why don't we look into a reverse mortgage? Then you won't have to make any more house payments and you can live comfortably.
Should I just call the guys on TV?
No, who knows where they're from? My neighbor recommended David Brown of American Senior. He'll come to the house and answer all our questions. Mom, call David at American Senior, okay? Here, I Googled the number 686-2321.
686-2321.
All homeowners over 62. Don't worry about your finances. Call 686-2321. 686-2321. Get a reverse mortgage with David Brown of American Senior. David Brown of American Senior, a division of High Tech Lending licensed by the Department of Oversight under California Law Mortgage and Lending Act, NMLS 7147, CA 3413-0937.
Welcome back to the second part of our show, The Credit Connection. If you're just now joining us, we're talking to credit repair guru, Dan Burrell. Dan, what is the process as far as making contact with potential customers?
Well, I am normally referred. Before today, I was not open to the public. So I would be contacted by a client. I would have them get the credit report from Credit Check Total. They would give me the passwords to see their reports. At that point in time, then I would call them up and then go over their information with them.
Okay. And so they initiate it by getting a credit report and having you get, and then giving you access to it.
Yes.
Okay. And then, but I'm hearing you say that most of all your clients that you've served in the past have all been referrals.
Yes. Wow. I was,
wow.
I selected to do that. My dad said before he passed away, he said, if you do good business, people will talk good about you. If you do bad business, then they'll talk bad about you.
Well, you must have been doing good along the way because I know how busy you are and how hard it is to get your time. Tell us, what's the most typical credit issue that you're coming across now, and how is that different from when the economy took a downturn?
Well, right now it's mainly late payments and collections. when the economy took a downturn, it was mainly foreclosures. I would have a customer that wouldn't just have one foreclosure. They would have like 20 of them.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was quite a challenge then.
Wow. And then would that also include short sales and or just foreclosures?
Short sales also. Yes.
Okay. All right. And then what's the timeline for the credit process once they start engaging with you? What's the timeline for that?
Well, first of all, I don't charge for credit repair. I charge for credit consultation.
Okay.
Once they hire me for the credit consultation, I will start on helping them out with their credit. We'll check the credit in 20 days from the day that I start.
20 days is when they start to see results? Are they finished or in and out by 20 days? Or
no, sometimes you can start seeing results within 5 days. I usually check it in 20 days. If there's still some things on there, we'll check it again 10 days later.
Okay. Wow. That's pretty quick.
Oh yeah.
What type of person uses your services?
Well, just because you have bad credit doesn't mean that you want, excuse me, that you want someone to fix it for you. You have to have the mindset of a future plan. Most people want to buy houses, cars, get a loan. Those are the people that I service mainly.
Okay. So future buyers of high ticket items that where a credit report or the financing is important to them.
Exactly.
Okay. What type of business would benefit most from your services?
Well, I get a lot of loan officers and realtors. If their customer cannot qualify based on their scores, they'll send them to me. Sometimes they'll try to do it themselves. And if it doesn't work, then they call me up. Then once I get their credit scores higher, then they're able to make the purchase of the house.
Okay. All right. So that anybody in real estate might be a good source of referrals for you.
Oh yeah, 100%.
For mortgages and real estate, homes and the like.
Exactly.
Okay, even auto dealerships, I would think.
Usually people that are trying to buy a car and their credit isn't worthy, excuse me, they're not a good customer for this service. Most of them don't want to pay the fees.
Okay. They'd rather just pay a higher interest rate.
Yeah.
Okay. or walk.
Different mindset.
No car. All right. What's the best way for a customer to respond to a credit or to a collection agency who calls them or sends threatening letters?
Well, first of all, you don't know who's on the other line. So a lot of collection agencies are trying to get people to pay bills that are not actually theirs. If someone ever does call you like that, I just refer them to give me a call. Then I can help them out with the investigation of the so-called debt.
Okay. So you're that go-to person. So they just say, hey, call Dan. He's now handling this for me. And any questions you have about my this particular account, give you a call.
Well, I'm not someone's attorney. So what I would like for them to do is contact me, give me the information, and I'll in the investigated forum, and then I can actually see if it's a viable debt that this person actually has.
Okay. Making sure it's theirs.
Exactly.
Okay. If a collection agency is contacting me about an old debt, say 4 years or more, should I pay it?
Well, that's a tricky question. The answer is actually a legal situation, which I don't practice law. Again, find out if it's yours. And if it is, I am an advocate for everybody to be responsible for their obligations.
Right.
But now, if it's not yours, then we can deal with it then.
Okay, but you would be able to help them evaluate whether the statute of limitations or anything like that might have run. Okay, from a starting point and things of that nature. Even if it is theirs, it might still be might benefit from your service.
Oh, definitely.
And getting it removed. Good. When should I try for a discount on any amount owed if it's in a collection agency?
Again, you're into the legal area, because if you get discounted too much, it's going to throw it into the tax bracket. So they'll count it as an income. So you want to be careful about that. You can always Google it to see exactly how much to watch out for.
So if a client has a medical collection from 5 years ago, and it's, you know, let's for argument's sake, $3,000. Is that something that they need to be concerned about with the, is that, may it come off, or is there a statute of limitations on that, or what? How would you advise that customer?
Those are easy to come off, but be aware, just because I'm able to get something removed doesn't mean that you don't owe the debt.
Okay.
So if they call you to discount it, just make sure that you don't discount it over $600.
Okay. All right. Will credit card vendors forgive a late payment?
They can, if you have a good reason. Family emergency is one. Disaster, that's another one. And you can just ask them sometimes. There's a lot of cases where people actually paid it, and there was an error on their end, so they can audit it also.
Okay. And what would so you would actually call the credit card company and say, hey, my payment is late this past month, but I haven't been late in the last 24 months because I had a out of town emergency or some sort of thing. And then you appeal to their empathy, I suppose.
Yes, that's one technique. That's not the one that I use.
Okay. All right. Let me see. Can you choose a payment date for your credit card? And if so, how can I change it?
From my understanding, you can. You just give them a call. Just tell them that you'd like to change the date, and they'll do it for you.
Okay. So I get my statement on the 20th, but I'd rather have it on the 5th of the month. I'd just call them up and ask them to make that accommodation.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Shouldn't
just that simple.
No problem.
Exactly. Okay. And they're pretty adapt to that. They don't have it.
Most of them are.
Okay. And then I guess there'd be a difference in the following billing, I guess, to make up that gap in some fashion.
That depends on the creditor that you're dealing with, but usually they'll adjust it for you.
Okay. Thanks. We talked about just a little bit, but why do credit scores change for different purposes, such as auto dealerships versus landlords and leases?
Well, what you have is different FICO scores. You have FICO 8, you have FICO 2, you have car dealership scores, you have landlord scores. So if you were to check your credit score at, say, Credit Karma or Credit Check Total or True Credit, you come up with all different scores. So,
but why?
They have so many models out there.
Okay.
It just depends what model that this particular agency is using.
Okay. So if I go to the Ford dealership, for a car, and then I go to the, Mazda dealership, I might get two different scores.
Exactly.
Okay. For a different, same purchase of a car, but different, providers.
Exactly. Some dealerships use the FICO 2. Most of them do. Some of them use Equifax. Mm-hmm. Some of them use TransUnion.
Okay.
And those are going to be different scores also.
Okay. So, because they're just using one of the companies as opposed to all three. Thanks, Dan. Am I still responsible for a debt if the debt is removed from my credit report?
Yes. Even though I was able to remove a negative item off your credit, if there was a balance, you are still obligated to pay that. Yes.
Okay. What is considered an acceptable or good credit score?
Well, depends. If you're trying to buy a house, they can actually do it at 580. The normal average score is around 640, but if you're on the 680 and higher, that's good.
Okay, I can get a pretty decent...
good interest rate and everything. Good
payment. Okay. Okay, and for a car or a... what would be the credit score minimum for something like that?
A car, just to get a good interest rate, the higher the better. I would say around the 640 and up.
Okay.
That's what you're looking for.
So just a slight difference from a car versus a mortgage, really.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Not much. Cool. Dan, what's your typical fee structure for your service? On the next referral you get, how would you structure that?
Well, it would be a case-by-case basis. Of course, if they mention this show here, I'll give them a much reduced price. So I just guess it would have to be from what I see. The minimum price that I would have is $500, and it can go up from there.
Okay. And then is it like a la carte, depending upon the number of derogatory items on the credit report itself? Or, for example, maybe they're not concerned about removing a collection, but they want to remove some late payments or something like that.
Right. Normally, that's how it works, exactly.
So a la carte type of thing, depending upon the severity of the challenge.
Yes. That caught me one time when I was given a good special. I lowered it down to $700, and I ended up doing a person who had 150 pages of bad credit. So yeah,
you lost money on that deal.
Oh man.
Yeah. Wow.
Bad day.
Yeah. Well, what that was the worst. What's your most memorable customer success?
Oh, just a few weeks ago, a lady came to me. She had about 74 bad items. And they were all deleted within about 20 days.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She's happy.
I would think so. And what was her objective? What was she buying?
Oh, she's buying a house.
Buying a house? Mm-hmm. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Let me see. What kind of financial position would I be in with good credit?
Well, if you can picture this, you walk into a casino. There's a big bald-headed black guy at the front door. He says to you, you give me $500 and I'm going to give you $400,000, or you can take your $500 into the casino and try to make that money. Usually the person will just give the money to the guy at the front door. So when you're done with the credit, if everything goes as planned, you're going to be in the way as long as you can afford it. of hundreds of thousands of dollars in the financing.
Okay. So you can enhance your financial situation through more financing with better credit.
Yes.
Okay. And have those options for more lines of credit and keep with a good credit score.
And if you have the mind to manage that also.
Right.
I tell all my customers before I'm done, write down what you want to do because you will lose your mind. And most of them say, no, I won't. And most of them do.
Okay.
Once I'm done, they go off and instead of buying a house, they buy a bunch of cars, credit cards.
And they're back in that cycle.
Oh, yeah. Then they call me again.
Get the new stuff off. Okay. How can our listeners reach you?
Well, you can reach me by telephone.
What's that?
It's 805-944-8225.
Okay. Yeah. Any other?
If they can't call me at the time, they can send me a email.
Okay.
And that email is L's and Larry, E-R-E, S as in Sam, V as in Victor, at gmail.com.
Okay. Perfect. And if they mention that they heard you today, you're going to give them a special?
Yeah, I'll charge them double.
Just because they're friends of mine, huh? Yeah. Thank you so much. Gosh, tell me you're a friend of Dave's. It'll be worth your while. Thank you, Dan, for your comments and giving us behind the curtain look at credit repair and counseling. Once again, we're out of time. I trust you found information from today's show valuable. And if so, please share this with others, family and friends. If not, don't tell anybody. For questions or comments, go to our website, reloans.com, and click contact us or call us at 805-686-2321. Leave your comments and questions, and we'll get back to you on next week's show. I'm your host, David Brown, from High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse Mortgage. Thank you for tuning in to the Credit Connection, where we do the work and you get the credit. This is David Brown wishing you profit and credit worthiness. See you next week.
You've been listening to The Credit Connection with David Brown from High Tech Lending. For more information, contact David Brown directly at 805-686-2321. That's 805-686-2321. Or by email at dbrown@hightechlending.com. dbrown@hightechlending.com. And visit David online at reloans.com. That's reloans.com. And tune in next time for High Tech Lending's David Brown and The Credit Connection here on KSMA.